Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jaden Daniels was left out of Charles McDonald's from Yahoo Sports top 10 quarterbacks in the league. You know, Philly fans probably would say, where's Jalen Hurts? Detroit fans would say, where's Jared Goff on the list? But it's kind of insane to have Dak Prescott, Geno Smith, C.J. Stroud, Jordan Love ahead of Jaden Daniels. I think it's, at this point, kind of crazy to have Justin Herbert ahead of Jaden Daniels. But didn't have him in the top 10. This would be my top 10. Let me just give it to you real quickly, all right? Because, you know, when you get down, I actually think that there is an elite level of quarterbacking in the NFL. And that's a tier on its own. And that tier to me, and I'll give you the order in a second, but it's Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Daniels, Lamar. I think Stafford can play at a very elite level as well. So I kind of push him into that, you know, edge of that conversation. But for me, Mahomes is 1, Allen's 2, Burrow's 3, Jaden's 4, and Lamar's 5. I love Lamar Jackson. I love the season he had last year. Jaden's just more of a clutch performer, and clearly, you know, has proven to be a better, you know, playoff quarterback. I mean, we need a larger sample size. I understand that. After that top five, I would put Stafford at 6. And that's the group for me. Those are the 6 best quarterbacks in the NFL. You know, and Stafford's obviously older, so you wouldn't start a franchise with Stafford. But those are the quarterbacks to me that are the massive difference-making quarterbacks that you can literally put the game on their back and say, go win it for us. You can put a season on their back and say, I can't give you the best supporting cast, but can you give me more wins than losses? And I think all of those quarterbacks can do that. After that, I'm a big Jordan Love believer. We'll see whether or not it pans out. He did not have a great season last year, but I like Jordan Love. I like Jalen Hurts, especially in the clutch. So I'd put Love at 7, Hurts at 8. And then for me, like, Jared Goff to me is just a high-level system quarterback, even though he's proven really good in systems. And, you know, they've won a lot of games when they've had the right system for him. So I'd probably put him somewhere in that top 10, maybe, you know, at 9. And then it gets a little dicey for me. Like, Baker Mayfield played at a high level. I like C.J. Stroud. I think Stroud's a good quarterback. You know, Purdy to me is not top 10. I like the way Geno competes. He's not top 10. Dak can't stay on the field enough, and when he does, he's just okay. He's not top 10. So I think at 10, I would put Stroud. In fact, I would put Stroud at 9, and I would put Goff at 10. But Mayfield may be tied there for 10. That would be my top 10, but Jaden's 4 on my list. Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow before him. Look, If Lamar had done it in the postseason more consistently, he didn't play badly in the postseason last year, even in that Buffalo loss, although he did have a couple of key turnovers in that game. You point back to that AFC title game at home the year before, and I know that there were a couple of turnovers that weren't his, you know, on the way in for scores. But what Jaden did, you know, on the road against Tampa and on the road against Detroit, and by the way, even at times in the game, in the NFC title game against Philly, Jaden is ahead of Lamar for me. He's at 4. That's where I have him. Where do you have him? 301-230-0980. Max, where do you have Jaden Daniels?
I've got him. I've got 5 at 5. For me, it's the indisputable Mahomes, Lamar, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen tier. And then Jaden's right there. So I got 5 at 5, and that's where we're going to go into next season. Now that could change, that could fall, that could rise. I mean, we're that's why we watch the game, right?
That's why they go ahead and play the games and we watch them. Yes.
That's right.
You know, for those that'll push back and say it's just too early, I would say, well, it wasn't too early for C.J. Stroud after his rookie year to be in almost every top 10 list this time last year, which he was. You know, and that was, by the way, RG3 would have been in a top 10 list had he not been injured heading into 2013 after the rookie season he had. Now, that would have proven to have been very, very misled by everybody. And there would have been a lot of discussion coming off RG3's rookie year about how he was truly effective only as a dual threat quarterback. Like, he was not a polished quarterback as a thrower of the football, you know, on third and long needing to deliver from the pocket, which Daniels proved he was. So, it's not too early for me, not after the season he had, the greatest rookie season. And, you know, you add all the intangible stuff, you know, the leadership, the clutch gene, that stuff all plays in. I mean, he carried the team. I mean, Terry's a great player, had a great season. Okay, De'Ami Brown came on, you know, big time late in the season. Zach Ertz came up big. The O-line at times overperformed. Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu had excellent seasons. Mikey Sanders still was great. Washington's a 6-11 team last year without Jaden Daniels. And with him, they went 14-6. And almost got to the Super Bowl. I'll tell you where Terry landed on this top 100 NFL player list, CBSSports.com's Pete Prisco. You know, he had lots of receivers on the list, and I'll tell you where Terry ranked among those receivers coming up. But phone lines are packed, 301-230-0980. Where would you have Jaden Daniels ranked? Give me the spot among NFL quarterbacks, and give me the quarterbacks you would have ahead of them. Let's start with Scott in Odenton. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. This list you gave me, I know you said it doesn't mean much, but my head's swirling, my blood pressure's high, I don't have blood pressure problems, and the good thing I'm going to the cardiologist Monday.
Well, I hope it goes well for you.
I hope so, too. Thank you. I have Daniels at number 4. You know, Mahomes, Jackson, and Allen just above him. This isn't just coming from a diehard Commanders fan. I just looking at it logically, looking at all the teams, the quarterbacks, that sort of thing. It's not just the physical talent he has. It's like what you were saying earlier, the clutch mentality, the intangibles that he already has at being such a young player. I mean, I'm a tennis fan, and the only people or players I saw that young or starting at that young in their careers that had that clutch mentality, or Carlos Alcaraz just won the French, that great French final,
yeah.
And Pete Sampras when he started out. I'm a huge tennis fan. I used to teach and that sort of thing. But and the other thing is, yeah, we've had rookie quarterbacks that have.
How about Boris Becker as a 17-year-old?
I think I was 2 when that happened, but I know the history. I've seen film that too. You're absolutely right. Boom, boom, blitzkrieg. when looking at these other rookie quarterbacks that have been to championship games, like Flacco, Roethlisberger, They had great defenses. They had more or less established teams around them, where we had a team that was, you know, with a new coach, new GM, bunch of new players, and you could just tell that Daniels, I mean, we had good players, like you said, around him, but he carried that team to so many wins, had them keep believing. You know, he's going to end up, if things go right for him in his career and everything, he's going to be something really special. We're going to remember last season.
Yeah.
I'm guessing maybe the guy who made that list, maybe he was looking at a list from 2 years ago and he thought Sam Howell was the quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking. But to your point, we talked a lot about this leading up to the postseason last year and then before the championship game. He became just the sixth quarterback in NFL history to be the quarterback of a team that got to the NFC or AFC championship game. No rookie quarterback has ever made it to a Super Bowl in his rookie year. And, you know, Flacco, Sanchez, Purdy even, Roethlisberger and Sean King were, you know, Tampa back in 99, all quarterbacks that were not asked to do a hell of a lot on the way to that championship game. Jaden carried his team to the championship game. Thanks for the call, Scott.
Thank you.
Good call. Good luck at the cardiologist on Monday. Lap, go ahead. Where do you have Jaden ranked?
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
Hey, Lap,
thanks
how are
for
you?
My call, man.
Yep.
Good, bro. I got Mahomes, I got Jackson, and I got Allen, and definitely Jaden would be number four. And then it'd be, you know, Joe Burrow after that, because Joe Burrow is just a bad man. I really like him. He's talented. That list is terrible, man. Like, for him not to be in the top 10, I mean, that's insane. I mean, what he did, man.
Yeah. Like, also, like, how about just mention why you didn't include Jaden Daniels? And maybe you should, you know, mention why you didn't list Jalen Hurts or Jared Goff, you know, at this. But Jaden, nobody's making a list right now without Jaden in the top 10, except for this guy.
Yeah.
Nobody in their right mind.
Yeah.
Which makes me believe it may have just been an oversight. But he hasn't said anything about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then it's like, because, you know, they kept riding that Caleb Williams train, and I was like, I told you, Kevin, I was like, man, Jaden, we got something special. He just got to show it. And then we did it, man. You know, go all the way to the NFC title game as a rookie, win two on the road. Like, come on, man. Like, because they try to say it was like, oh, a fluke, or he wasn't a good team, but then we go in the playoffs and we do that. So, It's like, man, you got to be impressed with him. So I just hope he proves everybody wrong again. And I'm in agreement too with you on the CJ Stroud, man. He's good too.
I like Stroud. He did not have an O-line last year that was any good, other than Tunsil. I actually thought he played well. He played really well in that playoff game against the Chargers after a rough start. You know, they had a shot in that other playoff game against the Chiefs. They were there. They had a legitimate shot when we got to, you know, I'm pulling up the box score, but wasn't it like a tie game? It was 13-12 entering the fourth quarter, and they had missed an extra point. All right. Thanks, Lap. Appreciate it. Let's go to our guy Ross in Tampa. Ross, go ahead.
Hey, man, what's going on? Kevin, I didn't know real fast about Dan Marino. I thought his stock fell because he should have left his junior year and he just didn't have as good of a senior year.
No, there were there was cocaine, weed. There were all kinds of rumors about Marino. You can go back and read about what went on before that draft.
And they thought in the early 80s Miami was the best place for somebody like that. That's hilarious. I'm glad it worked out for him, though. And
well, Miami, anyway, Shula is debatably the greatest coach that's ever lived. I mean, I think Belichick would be ahead of him. But, you know, Shula was insane as a coach. I'm not sure in the history of the game I've seen a coach do more over his career with less. He had Marino, no doubt. But, you know, he won those Super Bowls with guys like Greasy and Earl Morrill, you know, in the 70s. But anyway, go ahead. Where would you have... Aiden.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I got them fifth. If you tell me sixth, convince me. If you tell me seventh, you're absolutely out of your mind. Get out of my hot tub because you don't know ball. The guys who I have ahead of him, and it's like with the Terry McLaurin contract you mentioned a couple times, it's like, you know, we're not paying you for what you've done. We're paying you for what we think you can do. So I'm kind of looking at it like that. If you want to look at the guys ahead of JD5, look at their rookie seasons. Patrick Mahomes didn't really play because they didn't really need him to. Lamar Jackson, when he finally did play, you could clearly tell he wasn't as crispy of a passer that Jaden was his rookie year. Right. Josh Allen played his rookie year because the Bills just didn't want to disrespect those fans. I'll keep rolling Nate Pearson out there.
He had a couple of rough years just period to start his career.
That playoff game against the Texans was atrocious. I'm like, does this guy know how to play football?
Right.
And then obviously Joe Burrow, he had a pretty decent rookie year until he fell on the FedEx turf. So yep. those are the four guys that you could – I can't say that they're not better. I can't say anything about them being better than Jaden Daniels. I'm tongue-tied right now, Kevin. But basically, those four guys I got ahead of JD5. There's not one player who you could convince me outside of those four who might be better. Maybe a Stroud with a better supporting cast. Maybe. Actually, not Jordan Love. JD5 at five, man. That's what I got. But like I said, man, Pacers at seven. I'll talk to you on Monday or whenever you take
Thanks.
Calls on it.
Appreciate it. I like Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love is not Jaden because you could actually make the case he had a better overall supporting cast. I'm not saying offensively, but defensively. There's something in just watching Jordan Love. I'm looking at what kind of step back years. So last year, he threw for 800 fewer yards. He was 25 and 11 touchdowns. He was 32 and 11 that first year that he got to start in 2023. He was really good. They were rolling too, remember, at the end of that year in 2023. You know, went to Dallas and beat up on Dan Quinn's defense and had a shot, really good shot in the playoff game at San Francisco. And last year, you know, they ended up losing in the postseason against the Eagles in that first round game. I like Jordan Love's potential a lot. I felt that way about him for a while. It's not Jaden level, but it's pretty high level as a guy whose overall game fits today and football today because he can make a lot of really good plays off schedule. Let's go to Jonesy. Jonesy, thanks for holding. Where do you have Jaden Daniels ranked among quarterbacks in the NFL? This is coming off, if you're just starting to listen, Yahoo put out a list, Charles McDonald, of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL entering 2025, and Jaden wasn't even in the top 10. Jonesy, where would you have him?
Well, good morning, first of all, Kevin. Charles
Jonesy,
McDonald, I think, was probably drinking some Jim Beam putting his little list together or whatever. But I got Jake at four. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this dude elevated his team, man, not to get just to the damn goal playoffs, which we were just asking for, but he got to the playoffs, and he got through three playoff games practically. You know what I'm saying? He was getting to the NFC title just to fall short. These four clearly. With the only guys that I got ahead of him is I got Allen, I got Burrow, and definitely Mahomes at number one. I mean, Burrow and Allen, you can switch around. You know, Lamar, I got him at five under circumstances that he's a great regular season quarterback. And you can say the same thing about Dak Prescott when he can stay healthy. They're great regular season quarterbacks. It's just when they have their issues when they get to the playoffs. You understand what I'm saying? Whether it be the first game, second game, if they can't get over the hump. Jayden did it in his rookie season. So how do you not even consider him?
It's insane.
I don't know, Chris.
I mean, the guy went on the road in two playoff games before the NFC Championship game and threw for 268, including the game-winning drive to beat the Buccaneers. 268, rushed for 36 yards, had an 80.4 QBR in playoff game number one. Then at Detroit, 22 of 31 for 299, rushed for 51 yards, had a 91.8 QBR. All right, both of those games, four touchdowns, two touchdowns each, no picks. And then in the NFC Championship game, look, we've said this a million times, Washington moved the football against Philadelphia. No one else could. Kansas City couldn't. The Rams did in the snow, but he throws for 255, did throw for a pick, had a touchdown, rushed for 48, and his QBR in that game was 84.2. The guy's QBR average in three playoff games was 86. It's insane. Thanks, Jonesy. Let's go to Aveen. Aveen, where would you have Jayden ranked?
Hey, Kevin. I've got some context to add for you. I listened to the podcast where they did this, the Yahoo Football 301, and it's with McDonald, Nate Tice, Mike Tice's son, and Matt Harmon. And Harmon had Daniels at number five, but the other two left him off, and the rationale was...
The other two left him off? Two people left him off. All right, what was the rationale?
They wanted to see him do it for another year, pretty much, and they got burned by C.J. Stroud last year. And just to add some further context, Tice has been, you know, he was extremely skeptical of Daniels as a draft prospect. He had him in the late 20s, early 30s in terms of big board, and he had Drake May number one. He referred to Daniels as a prospect as a faster Teddy Bridgewater. That's just some context there. And for leaving Hurts out, I think all three of them had Hurts out, and they said that he's more mid-tier, and with how slow of a processor he is, he would struggle if he wasn't playing behind like a really good offensive line. And with Goff, it was something similar, like a system quarterback. But with that context added, I no doubt he's top five for me. I think most lists I've seen and people I've heard have him usually between five and seven. I think the only quarterbacks other than the core four that are above him are usually Stafford and Herbert. But to me, no doubt he's top five. I mean, he's freakishly talented and skilled. Like, it's just an eye test thing. You see, he's already elite accuracy, elite processor, elite playmaker, elite scrambler. I mean, there's no way if you're going into next season and you want, and you're going with a blank slate at quarterback and you could have any pick, you're picking more than just those core four guys above him. And the all the efficiency numbers back it up. Like, he was top five in everything in those numbers. Like, the numbers don't lie about that either, that paired with the eye test. And the only thing that annoys me is he did finish sixth in EPA per dropback when he was five for four or five most of the year. And it was just because that week 18 Dallas game where that was probably his worst half of the season. I didn't even realize that. I think he took
it would be bad. Yeah, yes. And I think the two Dallas games were his worst games.
Yeah, that game, that half, though, threw off his efficiency numbers a bit. But, no, numbers don't lie. Eye test doesn't lie. Results don't lie. Like, he's clearly top five. There's no way you're starting Geno Smith ahead of him. Like, a team would, as a fan, you would want Geno Smith over him or whoever else, Jordan Love even. Like, it's no question. But I think it's a weak rationale, too, that we need to see another year for him because I think he's easy to project. But that was just an added context for that.
Yeah. You know, In terms, like C.J. Stroud had a really good year. It was not Jaden's year, you know, numbers or eye test. The one thing that I think would have been really interesting to see, and Andy Reid decided not to do it because Alex Smith had a good season, although in 2017 there was a stretch of the season where the Chiefs were really struggling offensively. I believe, and I have no, you know, way to prove this, nobody does, I believe that if Mahomes had played in his rookie season, the Chiefs may have won the Super Bowl. You know, they ended up losing a wild card round game against the Titans, a game in which they had a big lead. Marcus Mariota was actually quarterbacking that Titan team. And, you know, it was, oh, we're doing the right thing. We're sitting our young quarterback, and he gets to watch a veteran quarterback and a mentor in Alex Smith. But there's no way, based on Mahomes' year two, and by the way he played in the season finale and the meaningless game that they had, there's no way you will ever convince me that Mahomes wasn't ready to be Patrick Mahomes in his rookie season. We've already seen C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels in the last 2 years have outrageous rookie years. I think the Chiefs, I should ask, you know, we can talk to people that we know, obviously, in Kansas City. I can't believe that the Chiefs fans don't think that they wouldn't have gone much deeper in the playoffs in 2017 had Mahomes been the quarterback. He'd have been fine as a rookie. All right, those on hold, stay there. 301-230-0980. The guy from Yahoo, Charles McDonald, ranked the top 10 quarterbacks in the league and did not have Jaden among the top 10. According to Aveen is really good at auditing and keeping track of what everybody predicts about every single situation over a period of time. Aveen, you are very good at that. Said that in listening to this podcast, basically it was about them needing to see it for more than a year. They felt burned by C.J. Stroud's second year. By the way, C.J. Stroud's second year wasn't terrible. You know, it wasn't a terrible season. And they had issues that had nothing to do with him. I like C.J. Stroud as a young quarterback. I think he can really throw it. Last year, it was 375 less yards, 3 less touchdowns, 7 more picks. You know, that's the big difference between his second year and his first year. Same exact record. You know, they finished 10-7. And hosted a playoff game and won a playoff game. All right. Where does Jaden rank for you on the list of the best quarterbacks in the game? 301-230-0980. We'll take a few more calls on this. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, the NBA Finals are going to a Game 7. Last night was a very defensive and team-oriented game for the Indiana Pacers. Obi Toppin was the lead scorer with 20 points. And the Pacers notched 16 steals. That's the third most in NBA Finals history and the most since the Boston Celtics set the record with 18 in 2008. Game 7 will be Sunday night on ABC. The Winnipeg Jets announced they're signing former Chicago Blackhawks center Jonathan Toews. Toews stepped away from the game in 2023 after the Hawks announced that they would not be re-signing him after his contract expired following the season. He will now play for his hometown club after ramping up his training for an NHL comeback. And the Nats, they break the streak. James Wood saves the day with a 2-run shot in the 11th to give the Nats the lift over the Rockies 4-3 and end an 11-game losing streak. James Wood joins Bryce Harper, Juan Soto, and Ryan Zimmerman as the only 4 Nationals to hit 20 home runs in the season before turning 23 years old. The Nats will begin their West Coast road trip late tonight versus Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers. First pitch is at 10:10 p.m. Eastern Time, and Nats on Deck with Charlie and Dave at 9:40 on 106.7 The Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.